I know that the team didn't perform as well overall as you would have liked, but how gratifying was last season for you to show that you still had plenty of good football left in the tank?
It was great because, you know, coming off one of my worst seasons in my career and then bouncing back, you know, a lot of stuff went into to the season, my last season in Tampa. A lot of stuff went into it, me having not such a good year. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, man. I'm playing, like I tell you, I'm playing for the team I grew up cheering for. I'm playing close to home. I'm playing in Oakland. I grew up an Oakland Raider fan. And you know what? I still got a lot in the tank. A lot of people don't know that, but I still got a lot in the tank here. You know, going every day in practice against Khalil Mack, who's a young stud, and he's getting me better. I'm getting him better. The battles me and him have that you guys can't even see, I mean, we battle day in and day out. And we talk about who won and who lost in the locker room, you know. And then when he's not there, I got Justin Tuck, who was a great veteran and probably had some of the best hand work in all the NFL. So, you know, I go get some great guys, and I got a great group of guys with me. You know, Gabe Jackson, he's such a good player playing next to me, and he's so young. So I'm able to teach him and give him some of the knowledge that I've learned over the years.
Raiders offensive lineman Donald Penn is our guest. So in Oakland, Donald, as you know, even before you got there, this has been a tough decade plus for that organization. Now there's things swirling around about a potential move to Los Angeles. It's another new coaching staff. Last year you get there and your head coach is fired. Four games into the season, people are going to look at this on the outside and say, every year until you prove it otherwise, that the Raiders just aren't going to be good. What if anything, have you seen? This is very early in the offseason program, but what, if anything, can you point to and say, this is the year this thing gets turned around?
You know, you hit everything correct on everything you said. Everybody is going to prove us wrong until we change it. And you know what? We can't change it until we get out there and start playing actual football. You know, I can't wait for that so we can prove all these doubters wrong. But you know, it's off-season training and it's off-season workouts. They've been great. We've had 100% attendance, and we've been working hard. I mean, we've been working probably the hardest I've seen the team work during the off-season that I've been on. And, you know, it's going to pay off next season. It's going to pay off. I mean, I don't like to just talk about it. I can't wait till we can show you because, you know, just talking about it, people are going to say, yeah, they're the same old Raiders. He's just talking. They say that every year. But I can't wait for us to get out there and be able to show you guys because we have been working very hard as a group on the defensive side and on the offensive side. I mean, it's been competition back and forth. You know, we got Kenny Norton out there, and he doesn't be quiet. You know, they win some, we win some. We go back and forth, and it's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, so that's part of, I don't want to, is it a culture change, Donald? Because I know a lot of times that's an exaggerated term by media slappies like myself. So let me ask you, how different is it under Jack Del Rio, the culture of what's going on there, than what it was before?
I mean, every coach is different. You know that. Everybody knows that. Every coach is different. You know, Jack brings a different vibe. He brings a different mentality. And, you know, like when we're in practice and stuff starts going bad, Jack hates to say it, but he has to sometimes. We're not going to be the old Raiders. We're going to be the new Raiders. You know, we got to change this. And the only way we change it is with ourselves. So he does bring it up when it happens, but he tries not to as much as possible because he doesn't want to harp on the past. He wants to harp on the future and what we're going to be and what we're working hard to be. So, you know, sometimes he does take a step back and say, you know, guys, we can't do that. That's what you got in the past. Look where it got you. But he is bringing a toughness. I love his mentality. He's a hard-nosed, tough coach. And you guys know that he did a great job in Jacksonville turning those guys around. And, you know, he brought in a great coaching staff. I think every head coach is as good as the coaching staff. And I thought he brought in, you know, one of the best coaching staff he could have brought in.
I think everybody saw Derek Carr come in, a surprise starter in week one because of some things that were going on with Matt Schaub, but he ends up having a strong rookie year, especially for somebody who went through the offseason not really getting all the first-team reps. Who is the Derek Carr that you see on a daily basis, and what do you look at, if anything, that you see and say, that can be the guy who can help us lead this turnaround?
You know, it's funny because I get that question all the time, and, you know, I played with a couple of rookie quarterbacks that have been great, you know, Josh Freeman, Mike Glennon. But, you know, Derek Carr stands out to me. You know, he really does stand out to me because he came in last year and he didn't miss a beat. And the crazy thing was his leadership was like a veteran, even though he was a rookie. The way he led us, the way he took control of the huddle, the way he stayed upbeat. You know, a lot of those games, we were in the second half going 2 minutes the whole time, passing the whole time in a way. You know, he kept the confidence up. It was kind of like, you know, I'm a veteran guy. I should be doing that, but I didn't have to because the quarterback was doing it, you know, and him being a rookie, he really came in there and really took charge of the offense last year. And he's been doing that this year. I mean, the guy gets in, he comes in at 5 o'clock every morning. You know, nobody knows that. He gets there at 5 o'clock every morning. He's there before the coaches. The coach meets him in the meeting room. he's already there going over film, looking at stuff, and he has a good grasp of this offense. And Derek Carr is a leader. And, you know, his everyday person, he always has a smile on his face. He walks through the hall. Even if he doesn't know you, he's saying hi to everybody he walks by. He's such an upbeat, and he's such a charismatic kind of guy. And, you know, I can't wait to see his growth from last year to this year coming up.
Hey, Donald, last question from me. You guys had Rodney Hudson at center, and I tell you, Stefan Wisniewski, a great guy, a great player, but he moves on. What do you think Rodney Hudson adds to that O-line?
Oh, man, Rodney is very athletic. He's very good in space. He's very smart, too. You know, he's really coming into his own with this offense. I mean, every day he's getting better and better. He's putting us in the right spot, you know, making sure the protections are correct. And I think he's going to be a great addition to this offense. And I think he's going to make us very, very good. I mean, I think we're going to be a good offensive line because of Rodney Hudson.